What's up, Wins fam? Sweetina Kakar here, and I'm with New England Patriots wide receiver and Super Bowl 53 MVP Julian Edelman. Julian, congrats on your new documentary, 100% Julian Edelman, which comes out this Friday, June 28th on Showtime at 9 p.m. So you know there's going to be tons of sports fans flocking to watch this. But how does it appeal to non-sports fans?
I'm glad you asked that because, I don't think after making this with my team that it's just a sports doc. We think more of putting it in the category of a life doc about problem solving and about overcoming adversity and about struggling and having to dig your way out of a hole, family relationships, and how an athlete deals with regular people issues. Because, we may be playing on Sundays and that, and, you see the professional athlete life, but, we have the same type of issues that everyone else has and have to go through. And it kind of shows that.
So when I watched the doc, I really thought it was like a father-son story. One of the things in the documentary, you have a falling out with your father, we won't say why, and it was 81 days for someone that you haven't spoken to for 81 days that you do speak to every single day. On the 82nd day, when you called him, when you pressed that call button, what were you thinking? Why didn't you just let that relationship be?
I was just thinking, I wanted him back in my life and I wanted to get things straight. I almost felt incomplete without him through the process. And, that's pretty much how I felt. And, I'm glad we squashed what we had and moved forward and learned from it. And, time sometimes is the ultimate healer. And, I'm glad we were back.
Were you nervous at all pressing that call button?
Nah, it's like pulling a Band-Aid off. You just got to rip it off. Just rip it off and go.
So I could be wrong here, but I got a lot of Bill Belichick vibes from your pops. Is that true?
In certain matters and things, they're completely different. But I mean, the similarities they have are that they're both, very detail oriented, fundamental type guys. I think my dad likes to call himself Baby Belichick and all that. But Coach Belichick's pretty crazy and got his own gig, but they have some similarities. That's crazy.
Yeah, it looked like they did all the same drills. I was just like, whoa, who is that, Bill or his dad?
The similarity that they have is they always try to make a situation that you're going to have to deal with in a game or something like that. They'd always try to make it as difficult as possible in practice and add variables. And that's my dad was big on that. And, so is Coach.
So is this documentary more inspirational for other folks, or was it more cathartic for you?
I think it was probably more inspirational. I was a little nervous with the whole thing and didn't know if I really wanted to go through with it. But my partner, Asaf, because we started our production company, Coast Productions, he was pretty relentless and resilient on getting me to shoot the whole time and kind of getting stuff in here and there. And, after it was all said and done and forming it and seeing the story, it was something that was pretty cool to share just to allow people know, everyone goes through a struggle and everyone has to overcome something and deal with some sort of adversity in their life. And you can feel lonely and you can feel, your mind racing and those crazy thoughts that you have about the worst that can happen, but you can also get out of it and you can also work your way out of it and you can also improve daily and to try to get to where you want to go.
So your daughter's featured in this film. When she can watch it, what do you want her to take out from it?
When she can watch it, kind of the memories of the earlier stage of our lives, of her life, kind of see that, the same thing that I'm trying to express to everyone else. If you have a dream, go after it. No dream is too big, and tough times don't last, tough people do. Those types of things, I want to try and instill in her.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
The documentary is coming out this Friday, the 28th.
Friday.
9 p.m.
Showtime.